There's a story of Ajahn Chah coming to the West. I think it might have been in America. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was at an airport, and could have been in, say, in England here as well. They're waiting for a plane at the airport, and an older person. He looked, maybe a middle-aged man. Came, obviously well dressed, and came up and asked Ajahn Chah, and sort of said, "Oh, are you a monk?" And he says, "Yes." "Oh, are you a Buddhist monk?" I said, yes, I'm a Buddhist monk. And are you from Thailand? I said, yes, I'm from Thailand. And in Thailand, isn't everybody Buddhist? And most everybody's Buddhist. He said, well, if that's the case, why are there thieves in Thailand? Kind of leading questions, sort of. Why are the thieves? And Ajahn Chah says, "Oh, well, the Buddha didn't tell them to do that. They do that themselves." So you have to. Yes, the sasana is there. The dispensation is there. The teachings are there. It can be a part and parcel of a cultural identity, but you still have to use it skillfully. You still have to use it with wisdom. You have to learn how to take these teachings and apply them within the heart and within how one interacts with the world around you. Even if the world is disintegrating and changing, that doesn't mean there isn't the wise thing to do. It doesn't mean there isn't the virtuous and that which has integrity that one can be doing, or the mindful thing